Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Cindy and Holly singing Because He Lives, Amen, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message.
I believe it's got to begin at an old-fashioned Holy Ghost altar. I believe we got to get out of the pews of comfortableness today and get on our knees and cry out to a God and pray through and believe what God will do. Amen. That's the power of our God. That's the power of the Word. That's the power of what God can, shall, and will do. Amen. I'm so glad today that this Word of God will protect your life and provide your every need, for it says so. I'm glad that this will encourage today your life and it will enlighten your life today to show you the path that God has for you. And for the past several weeks, I've been involved in this message, and I keep coming back to this place and the fact that with God, all things are possible. Amen. I've heard so many people, I've even heard preachers say, well, there's just no hope. Oh, my God in heaven. Have they given up on the God who can do all things? I have not, and I hope you haven't. I'm telling you, with God, all things are possible. With God, He can move every mountain. God can make a way where there is no way. God can deliver you. God can help you. God can bless you. But today, you've got to believe, with God, all things are possible. Amen. Have you arrived at this place and this fact of believing this fact that with God, all things are possible? It's not because I say it. It's because God has already said it. Amen. Hallelujah. God's waiting for you today. And He's waiting for you and I to call upon His majestic name so He can make the impossible possible today by the power of Almighty God. Woo, my God. I go to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God. That's all I need to know. Amen. See, if you can't get that part right, all the rest of it you're going to struggle with too. But I'm glad today I've latched on in the beginning, God. I believe God today. I believe God in the fact of creation. We're not today some act of scientists or some accident. We are fearfully and wonderfully made by the Lord. Amen. I believe He's the God of creation. He created this world. He spoke it into existence. He said, let that be, and there was instantly. Amen. I believe that He's also a God of salvation. I'm glad today that He'll deliver you from the very clutches of sin, self, Satan, and the world, the flesh, and the devil. And today He will birth you into the family of God through the blood of His Son that He died on the cross to redeem sinful men. Thank God. God commended His love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. He's also the God of sanctification that we will set ourselves apart to glorify and to live for God. I'm going to tell you, there is no other way to live. Amen. When you're living apart from God, you're living substandard. You're running around and you're crawling on the floor and you're eating the crumbs. When God's prepared a table and prepared a place for you to sit at the table and you today can feast in the Lord and you can declare that God is a good and awesome God. But you've got to step into the place of sanctification. And then today you've got to learn the fact that He is a God of glorification. See, this is this God in the beginning, God. And the might that He possesses and the things that He can do, the incredible things, you know, about Abraham, he believed God. And folks, if it was necessary for Abraham or Abram to believe God, it's vitally important that you and I believe God today. Amen. In Genesis 15 and 6, the Word of God says, and he believed in the Lord and he counted it for righteousness. Amen. This is the first mention of faith and righteousness basically mentioned together or merged together in Scripture. In the Old Testament, faith had basically a twofold description or designation. One was trust in, the other was fidelity to. So realizing that trust in or reliance upon and then fidelity to means that there is an element of faithfulness. And so today, in order for today to you to trust the Lord, your proof in the pudding, as if you want to call it, is the fact that you are faithful to the Lord. You're faithful in all things, not piece part living sometime when you can get by, when you can figure it out. It means today that you trust in the Lord with all thine heart and all thy ways acknowledge Him. Amen. So God saw Abraham's heart attitude of faith and counted it to him in righteousness because of a right relationship with God. See today, I really don't know if the Christians today of America and the world who profess the power of the blood of Jesus are really living in the righteousness of God. I'm not really sure if they're in a place of faithfulness unto the Lord. Do you have a right relationship with God? I mean, really. But preacher, let me explain why I didn't ask for your excuses. Because they won't get you into the throne room of God. Do you have a right relationship with God? I mean, today, if God exposed your life and really showed who you really were, would you rejoice or would you be embarrassed? See, He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. He knows what's going through your mind. And you've gotten mighty quiet on me. But that's all right. Let this sink down into your soul. Because I'm going to tell you, you either have a right relationship with God or you don't. There is no middle ground. There's no gray area. It's either right or it's wrong. It's either glorifying to God or it is disgusting to God. So we have to look at our life and say, am I really right with God? Well, I've got good news for you there too. Because if you're not, hallelujah, what I'm standing before here is a place where you can get right with God. And you can get right with God today. You can get right with God now. You know, many times when we've been conditioned by the church, well, you don't make a move in church until they strike up the invitation and then you can come to the altar. Not in this church. If you got a need and God's dealing with your heart and He's pulling and tugging on your life, let me tell you what, don't put it off. You can come right while the preacher is preaching. Amen. While the singers are singing, whatever and however God moves on your life, let Him move. Amen. And get in this right relationship of being what God wants you to be to glorify His holy and His righteous name. There was a time when Abraham had everything, but here's the thing that was missing in his life. He didn't have God. And so looking at that today, if you don't have God, you don't have anything anyway. Amen. A time came when God spoke to Abraham and said, follow me. And then you go to Genesis 12, and I'm looking back here, taking you back so I can take you forward. And Abraham began to walk with God. And you read through Genesis 12, and it explains the walk and how God was going to mightily bless this man by the name of Abram, who later God would call Abraham. So whatever Abraham faced, the Bible says, oh, I like this. And these are the terms that he used. It says he passed through. Amen. It didn't say he passed out. It didn't say he broke down. It didn't say he gave up. It didn't say he threw in the towel. It didn't say he blamed somebody else for everything wrong in his life. It said that he passed through. Amen. Some of you need to pass through this morning. Amen. You need to pass through. When you're walking with God, whatever you're facing today, you can pass through it. You can get past what you're in. You can get past what you're going through. Whatever you found today, and wherever you're at in your walk with God, I'm glad today, if you're walking with God, you can pass through it. Amen. You will pass through only if you are walking and letting the Lord lead your life. So faith says, you will walk through. That's what we're talking about. He passed through. He walked through by faith. And then David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Thy cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell. I shall walk in. I shall stay in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. Remember, folks, listen, is the hands of Jehovah Jireh that provides. There's only one place you want to be, and that place is called Bethel. Bethel is interpreted meaning the house of God. Now you say, well, preacher, I can't come and camp out in church. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm talking about your walk and your relationship with God. Amen. By the way, it is good to come to church too. I've just always wondered this, and if you can figure this out, you let me know sometime. I've never been able to figure out people that don't attend and worship the Lord and don't come to church and are not faithful to the Lord. How in the world do you get through what you're facing? This is the most positive place on planet Earth that you can be. It really is. What you get here, you can't get at a ball game. What you get here, you can't get in a shopping center. What you get here, you cannot get in a resort. What you get here, you can't find anyplace else on the face of the earth. It's in the house of the Lord that we come, and we come to magnify, worship, and lift up the holy God of heaven. And folks, if you can't get that part right, how can you get anything right in your life? Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.